I'm reminded so vividly of one of Jerry Sloan's habits. When he got angry as coach of the Bulls, he would stomp a foot, and because so very few people were coming to the games then, you could hear it all over the Chicago Stadium. Later, you could see his jersey number 4 hanging from the rafters and then understand his extraordinary tenure with the Utah Jazz. The Hall of Fame player and coach died today after a long battle with dementia and Parkinson's, but his legend lives on.
Jerry Sloan made friends and bonded with people everywhere he went in his basketball life. At his Hall of Fame acceptance in 2009, he told a story of his new backyard neighbor, teammate, and 6'11 center, Tom Borwinkle.
When he bought the house behind me, I said, Tom, how are we going to? We were roommates one day. The next day, you're in my backyard looking out the window. He said, I got that figured out. He said, I'll build a fence 6'10". I can see over and you can't.
That was as a Bulls player. Then there was his bond as a coach with the Utah Jazz as he developed the careers of John Stockton and Karl Malone. Dave Kerner, News Radio 105.9 FM.